I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. This is our extra hour of the morning show. We connect to people in our region. We hope that you are faring well and know that there are resources out there for you. We've been asked to social distance ourselves, and by 11:59 tomorrow night, we're kind of going on a shelter in place order from the governor, but that still means you can get out for groceries, you can get outside, get connected to nature, download that list that John Latimer just talked about, and stay connected to us. Let us know how you are faring. Email comments at kaxe.org. Our thanks to Jesse Davis with Move It Real Estate Group in Grand Rapids, as well as Itasca Strong Task Force, consisting of Visit Grand Rapids, the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce, the Downtown Business Association, Itasca Economic Development Corporation, and Itasca County. They are working together to provide up-to-date information, resources, and assistance as the COVID-19 crisis evolves. You can find more at visitgrandrapids.com. Well, it's time to talk more about education. We are so grateful for our teachers, our paraprofessionals, the janitors, those preparing foods, getting ready for the weeks ahead as distance learning starts. We're checking in right now with John Zemke. He teaches Minnesota history at Forest View Middle School in Baxter. John, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So how has planning been this week for you and your school?
It's been interesting. It's been quite a week since the governor announced what was going to happen almost 2 weeks ago. You know, when the students left that Friday before he announced the closure, you know, no one had any idea that this was going to take place. When we returned to the school, we had to implement some major ideas, different ways of teaching that many of us were not used to at all, and had to learn things very, very quickly, which is what all of us have done. You know, we're using a program called Google Classroom now, and it's really been a program that will allow us to interact with the students and also get assignments out and hopefully keep, you know, some sort of normalcy to this situation that we're in right now.
Yeah. What are some of the, would you say, are the biggest priorities for your school right now?
Well, I think really trying to, you know, connect with the students. We haven't really had any communications with them for the most part for 2 weeks now. And so really trying to get them all to be online, ready to go, so Monday morning we can roll out what we're all planning to do.
Yeah. So how are kids, you mentioned the Google Classroom, but how are kids getting the information, the curriculum, and I know schools are providing food at this time too.
Right. So through Google Classroom, we can generate emails that invite them to join our Google Classroom. Besides that, our school sends out a Sky Alert that goes to every parent through a phone call, encouraging them to go online, to accept the invitation to Google Classroom. And then from there, once they're on, we're able to communicate with them and send messages, assignments, and so forth. And really, our state has done a great job with loosening up some of the requirements as far as, in my case, with Minnesota History, the Minnesota Historical Society has our textbook online. And normally, that's a fee that we'd have to pay. They've waived that. So every student will have access to the textbook in order to keep up with the content that we would have currently been on if we had been in the classroom.
We're talking with John Zemke. He teaches Minnesota history. That was one of my favorite subjects when I was going to Brainerd schools. And he's telling us more about how they are getting ready for distance learning and how the school and community there is handling COVID-19. How will it be different, would you say, like next week? How will assignments, how will the learning be different for you specifically?
Well, so much of what we do is, you know, the interactions that we have with our students. You know, we're doing a lot more besides the content. We're learning from the classroom. Those relationships are so important, talking about things on a day-to-day basis that might not necessarily deal with Minnesota history, but we'll deal with everything that is going on around us. So that part's going to be a little bit tricky. You know, you can use things like Google Hangouts to interact with the kids, but, you know, that part's going to be a little bit different as far as how we answer questions, how we're able to interact, and maybe we can't get an answer back to a student right away. It might take a couple of hours or an hour, and so hopefully those different things will, you know, evolve as we go through it. You know, Monday morning is going to be a real crash course into what's going to happen. And, you know, hopefully everything we have in place technology is going to work out well. And, you know, hopefully we'll be after Monday say, okay, that went well and we're ready for day two.
Teachers have been at the school. They've been physically been there this week. Will you be at school as well, or will you be from home?
We'll be from home. Okay. We've been told we're allowed to come in today and tomorrow to work at school if we choose to grab resources that we're going to need. But starting next week, we'll need to be at home administering those lessons for the next 2 weeks with the governor's order. So,
I can tell, John, from your voice, you're keeping your spirits up. How is it with your community of teachers and everybody working at the school?
Yeah, I think it's been good for the most part. You know, at first it was extremely overwhelming, you know, for a few teachers who have never used these online resources before. It's like, oh, wow, what are we going to do? Fortunately, there's been enough, help through our media center, through different online training programs we've had in our media center, that we're able to answer questions that people have. And everyone's willing to help out each other, get everybody up to speed. And I think as the weeks have gone on, well, this being week two, everyone feels pretty confident that Monday when things roll out, we'll be in good shape. And, you know, hopefully our students will have a little bit more, feel a little bit better. You know, I've received a few emails from kids, you know, we miss you, we wish we were there, and obviously we wish they were here as well. And hopefully they'll feel better about things starting on Monday.
Well, before we go, any advice for parents starting next week?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, as a parent of a sophomore, I really think having a schedule is probably the biggest thing, the most important thing. And I know for my own son, who's been sleeping until 10 o'clock, you know, it's time to maybe get back and get on a little bit more of a schedule where here's what we're going to do, here's what time we're going to get up, here's what time we're going to do our online learning, we're going to get our work done, and then what time we're going to finish each day, so that we have more of a schedule like you normally would at school. So, you know, hopefully those things and other activities that maybe parents can find. You know, there's so many online resources right now. Minnesota Historical Society has a tremendous website, and hopefully those will be the things that'll keep people, everybody, moving forward and keeping a good attitude.
Well, John, thank you so much for all the work you're doing to keep students engaged, and we really appreciate it talking to you today.
Thank you. Hopefully everyone stays healthy and enjoy some nicer weather hopefully coming up.
That's right. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
That's John Zemke. He teaches Minnesota history at Forest View Middle School in Baxter. Send us your stories, comments at kaxe.org. Here's Robert Finley.